Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How is your eyesight? Do you see clearly? Or do you see dimly? As if maybe you are looking at a reflection in a pond. In the gospel today, the apostles, Peter, James, and John, are taken up on a high mountain, and there they see Jesus bathed in light. The question is, did the light suddenly appear, or was the light always there, and the apostles simply could not see it? It is an interesting question. Did Jesus become dazzlingly white, or were the eyes of the apostles simply opened? In Jewish theology, the word Shekinah means the glory of the Lord. The reality was that Jesus was from birth filled with the glory of the Lord. However, those around him could not perceive this divine light that radiated at all times from him. So today's gospel presents us with the question, are we spiritually blinded? Or have we approached Christ as the true Son of God? Have we been cleansed by his precious blood? Have we walked with him, and have our eyes been opened to see his glory, the very Shekinah of God? Let's look a little bit more at what happened in this story of the Transfiguration. First, we see that Christ appears with two figures, Moses and Elijah. And we're reminded of the time when Moses was called to go up on the mountain to get the tablets, the Ten Commandments, the law. And there he encounters the Shekinah, the glory of God. And when he comes down the mountain, his face is resplendent in light. And we're reminded of that light here as we see Christ bathed and light. Moses, the lawgiver, appears conversing with our Lord. But so does Elijah, the prophet. Now, the prophets were the ones who told the people of Israel when they were missing the mark. They were the ones who brought them back to the law. They're the ones who told them, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. They're the ones who God sent to keep his children on the right path. And so James and John and Peter see these three personages, the lawgiver, Moses, the prophet, Elijah, and Christ, the Messiah. And they say, Lord, it's good that we're here. Let us build three tabernacles, three altars, because of these great figures in our history who are here with us. Before they have finished speaking, the voice from heaven, the voice from God the Father comes down and says, "This is my Son. Hear him. Listen to him." You see, Christ was different from Moses, the lawgiver. Christ was different from Elijah, the prophet, and all the other prophets. Christ was the Son of God, the presence of God with his people. No longer would God mediate his presence through other people, but he would be here among us. "This is my beloved Son. Hear him. He is greater than the law. He's greater than the prophets." So what does that tell us today? What does that speak to us in our hearts today? In many respects, the world looks to the law because it gives structure. In the same way, the Pharisees in Jesus' time looked to the law because it gave structure. But there was one central point that they missed, and that's that the law is powerless to save. Jesus has within his power the ability to save each of us from our sins, from our failings, to raise us up, to make us more than what we could be on our own. And we look at Elijah. Many people today want signs. Many people in Jesus' day wanted signs. "Lord, give me a sign. Which job should I take? Lord, give me a sign. What car should I buy?" They're looking for things. They're looking for messages. The message that God has for us in its fullness is Christ Jesus. He is the eternal Word of God that says everything we need to know about life. "This is my beloved Son. Hear him. He is greater than all the prophets." And so the apostles have seen this wonderful transfiguration. They've seen the Shekinah, the glory of God, descend upon Christ. He's radiant. He's bathed in light. And God acknowledges him as his Son. And he says, "Hear him." There's another point to look at here. Many times, as Orthodox Catholics, we are approached by other denominations and criticized because we ask for the intercession of saints. Many of the Protestant sects do not understand the intercession of the saints in the way that we do, where we fly to the Virgin Mary or Saint Joseph or Saint Benedict, and we ask, "Please intercede for me with God. I'm having this problem. Intercede for me with God that I may be stronger in my walk with Jesus." But they miss another important message in this gospel today, and that is, here we have Christ speaking with Moses and Elijah, two people who died many years before Christ was born, giving us an example that in heaven there are myriads of saints interceding for us, lifting us up in the presence of God the Father. And finally, we see, as Peter, James, and John begin their journey back down the mountain, back to their daily life, their eyes no longer seeing the bright light, no longer beholding Moses, no longer beholding Elijah, Christ admonishes them, "Do not speak of this until I have risen from the dead." You see, this vision was one that really told who he was, the Son of God. But he needed time to let the people come to him and experience who he was for themselves before this message was spread. So he cautions them, "Do not speak of this until I've risen from the dead." So already at this moment, we have Christ setting his face towards Jerusalem and towards the cross. Brothers and sisters, may God reveal in our hearts the truth of who Christ is, the Son of the living God, our Messiah, the one who set his face to Jerusalem to ransom us from the power of the evil one. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.